Have you had a chat with the Lord today? Yes, you heard me right. Have you had a chat with the Lord today? That word chat, does it sound disrespectful? Because you want to talk to God and you're using the word chat? You feel chat is very disrespectful, it's too common or it's too trivial to use for the Lord. Well, let me surprise you. That's exactly what God wants us to do with Him on a daily basis. Every time we should have a chat with Him. The same way you would chat with your friend. The same way you would call your friend on the phone and start chatting. The same way you will send a text to your friend and text and start chatting. That is the same way God wants you to chat with Him today. Welcome to Godly Counsel. My name is Miri Egude. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Today, we are going to be looking at a very interesting topic. I titled, Have you had a chat with the Lord today? You know, when we say use the word prayer, it sounds very official. It sounds as if, there's a big God out there, very mighty. How can I reach Him? He's so marvelous. He's so mighty. He's so fearsome. How will He listen to me? Who am I that He will even answer me when I pray and all that? You know, because we use the word prayer, it's very, very official. But the truth is, when you are praying, you are actually chatting with God. And I want you to make God's chatting with God very, very, don't make it look official. Make it as simple as possible. Just imagine a scenario where you are talking to your friend. You are chatting and you are laughing. Make it that way when you are talking with God, when you are praying to God. Just take it in your mind that you are chatting with Him. Discuss issues with Him. Laugh if you have to laugh. You know, lay out your mind, bear it out the way it, exactly the way it is. You don't have to beautify it. You don't have to look for a way to beautify it before you can present it. You have something that's troubling your heart. It might be very shameful. It might be something you cannot even discuss with a friend. But you can discuss it with God. And you don't have to look for a way to modernize it, to make it look really official or really good or really presentable. You don't need that. When you are chatting with God, be as simple and as realistic as you possibly can. Let me give an example. Maybe I have a boil in my armpit, and it's very, very, I feel very, very ashamed to tell people about that. And I come before God and I want Him to heal me. Just listen to this simple chat. Daddy, I am so worried concerning this boil in my armpit right now. I want you to heal me, please. I'm so, so worried. And I'm even ashamed of telling people about it. I cannot even raise up my hand in public. Daddy, please do something about this. Really do something about it. It's very, very urgent and very, 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 it's very, very urgent to me. How does that sound? Very simple. Very, you know, it sounds very simple. It sounds as if I'm talking to somebody that's sitting beside me. And the truth is, He's actually sitting beside you. If you're a child of God and you have a relationship, God is actually beside you every time. He's inside of you. You carry Him around. And He wants us to come to Him like babies. He said if we will not behave like babies, that we cannot make the kingdom of heaven. God sees us as babies. The same way your aged parents see you as a baby, even if you are married and you are 60 years old, your parents still see you as their son, as their daughter, as their child. They don't see you as an adult. Parents find it very difficult to see that their children have grown. They feel you are still that same baby they breastfed, they carried to school and all that. The same way God sees us. So when you are chatting with Him, you don't have to really cover up your nakedness. You don't have to, you know, present yourself very presentable. Even if the English is not correct, please speak it to God. He understands every language. Even if you have to go to your local dialect to chat with Him, please chat on your local dialect. Even if that simple prayer is just that, Father, my husband said I should cook egusi soup and you know that your daughter does not know how to cook egusi soup, you need to tell the Holy Spirit to help me today to be able to cook this soup. That is a prayer. That is a chat. Instead, when we have issues, we run to our best friend, carry our phone. Ah, my sister, have you heard that this? You start talking. Why don't you just talk to God? His phone lines are ever open. God does not have network issues. Ah, there is no network. I cannot hear you clearly. That does not happen with God. Anywhere you are, wherever you find yourself, whatever it is that troubles you, chat with God before taking it out. And as if you develop this as a habit and you do this regularly, you will hear God speak to you. You will hear God, you will see God in action, because he will be happy that, oh, my daughter actually believes I can do this. My son believes I can do this. So he will do it with speed. Sometimes the Bible says we do not receive because we ask amiss. We pray amiss. Most of the time we pray amiss. Your prayer does not have to be very, very long to be heard by God. If you are the type that prays long prayer, thank God for your life. It is not wrong to pray long prayer. There are circumstances and situations that warrants you to pray for long. But there are some short prayers you can also pray. Let me give you an example. If I'm going to the mall to go and shop, and I know that at very mall, there's usually no parking space. Everywhere is always jam-packed when you get there. On my way, immediately I'm driving out of my house, I tell my father, I say, Daddy, I know that place is always jam-packed. Father, create a space for me, parking space for me before I get there. How does that sound? It sounds very trivial, unnecessary, but really, God wants you to pray such prayers. And the truth is, every time I pray that prayer and I get to that mall, it's either somebody is driving out or there's a space already awaiting me to come and park. Do you understand? If you are at the bus stop waiting for a bus and you know you are running late, Father, please, the next bus, they just bring a bus that will pick me right now. My leg hurts. It's a prayer. It's a chat. Talk to him because you carry him around. Chat with him. Don't keep him quiet. Don't ignore him. Don't do as if he's not there. God does not want that. He wants you to talk to him always. When you ignore him and start calling your friends, start telling them he will just be looking at you. It means you don't want him to intervene in that situation. It means he's not welcome. It means you don't trust him enough to tell him what your problem really is. But when you take out time, you chat with God regularly, you talk to him regularly, you will see him manifest. You will see him do things for you. You will see how your life will run, because he will know, he will be there always for you to answer those small prayers you think is not necessary, those small prayers you think is trivial, those things you think you don't need to pray about. Sometimes I even pray to the extent that I tell God, Father, this rice or this soup I'm cooking, I don't want it to be salty. Please tell me the quantity of salt to put. And God will tell you. You think those things are not necessary, they're not important. They are important to God. If they are not important to him, he will not. He said the hair on your head, they are numbered. He numbered the hair on your head. Why? Because that hair is important to him. If one falls down, God knows the number. Your fingerprints are different from that of your neighbor. Why? Because you are important to him. We are not mass production. We were wonderfully and perfectly made by God, individually, uniquely. So learn to chat with God always, always. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast. God bless you. My name again is Mary Egude, and this is Godly Counsel. Please share this message with a friend. You never know who you are helping or who you are blessing. You never know who needs to hear this. And don't forget, chat with God today. God bless you.